We go now to Havana, Cuba. Michael Voss, BBC Cuba correspondent. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John. Welcome to Havana.
Yes, I can hear the groans already, but it is safe to say that sometime today your ship is going to come in. A ship will sail into Havana Harbor flying both American and Cuban flags. What's going on?
Yes, it's a replica of an old slaving schooner called the Amistad. It's actually the state ship of Connecticut. It's come here because it's completing a triangle on slavery. It's a replica of a Cuban-built ship, which in 1839, there was a slave revolt. They took over the vessel and ended up in Connecticut, where it became a huge debate for the abolitionists. And in the end, the slaves were freed. It was turned into a Steven Spielberg movie.
Sure, I remember.
In the end. So they've had permission from the Obama administration to sail into Havana. The ship over the past years has been to Europe, it's been to Africa and around the Americas. So it's sort of completing the shameful triangle, if you like, of slavery.
And it is a part of the remembrance of the United Nations commemoration of March 25th, the Global Day of Remembrance for the victims of the Atlantic slave trade. Now, that, of course, is focused on the legacy of the abolitionist movement more than a century ago. But how does this figure into President Obama's much more recent call for Cuba to respect the rights of its people and immediately release all political prisoners? That's certainly complicated relations between the U.S. and Cuba. And I'm wondering if it resonates with this ship's arrival.
Well, it does complicate things. And in fact, in the last 24 hours, President Obama's issued some of his toughest words against Havana, talking about the human rights situation here being deeply disturbing and saying the Cubans are cracking down on their people with a clenched fist. But he continues to support what he calls these sort of people-to-people contacts, Cuban Americans coming home to visit their families. And I think this is seen in this light. It's a shared, shameful past, slavery, between the United States and Cuba. There were more than 1 million slaves brought into Cuba. And it's something where where both sides are talking. The ship docked earlier this week in the port of Matanzas. I was up there yesterday. Very warmly welcomed and received by the Cubans, I have to say.
I was surprised to learn that there's a UNESCO slavery museum there in Matanzas.
Yes, it's a small fort that's been converted into a museum about the roots of slavery and funded by UNESCO. And they were there yesterday. There was a Cuban African band, a Yoruba band playing, and in the end, everyone was up dancing. The crew of the Amistad and all the Cubans. Certainly, there's some very positive vibes going on from both sides about this visit.
Well, Michael Voss, before we go, how are the Cubans reacting to all of this and this Remembrance Day? It certainly reminds us of the complicated U.S.-Cuban relationship that goes back hundreds of years.
Complicated Cuban relationship that goes back hundreds of years, but also the issue of racism and in society. And that's another debate, that internal debate that's going on in Cuba at the moment about you can abolish discrimination, but how do you change people's mindset? Mm. So I think it's come at an interesting period for several reasons.
Well, it's a fascinating moment. The 25th is a Global Day of Remembrance for the victims of the Atlantic slave trade, commemorated there in Havana, Cuba, where Michael Voss, BBC Cuban correspondent, joined us. Thanks, Michael.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.